Lee refused. Further fighting, he explained, would only inflict needless pain on regions of the South that had been spared the havoc of war. There is nothing left me but to go and see General Grant, he said, and I would rather die 1,000 deaths. On April 9th, Lee sent his aide, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Marshall, into the nearby village of Appomattox Courthouse to find a suitable place for the two men to meet. My schoolboy memory was that Grant and Lee actually met in a courthouse. They didn't, as I learned on my visit. In the 19th century Southern Virginia, certain towns that served as the county seat had the words courthouse appended to their name. But in fact, when Colonel Marshall rode into town, it was Palm Sunday, and the courthouse was closed. Almost nothing was stirring. Only about 100 people, half of them slaves, lived in the village, and many white homeowners, hearing the rumble of armies, had left. One who remained, a merchant named Wilmer McLean, was persuaded by Colonel Marshall to allow his home to be used for the surrender. Lee arrived first, wearing full dress uniform with a sash and a presentation sword. Grant, who had outraced his baggage wagon, was in his customary field uniform, with muddy trousers tucked into muddy boots.